And today we're going to focus on how to be a millionaire in your spiritual health. Our topic is fate. How can we improve our spiritual health with fate? I can't wait to learn. We've got three awesome guests ready to give us some tips. Now let's bring out our first guest, right? Manoj, who are you?
My name's Manoj Sarup. I am the founder of Life Index. And what we do is we preserve details and stories of deceased family members across 195 countries. Now, a lot of people come to us asking why. The reason is when people go away, let's say if I asked everybody in the audience and you as well, Austin, what do you know about your great-grandparents? And your response would be either nothing or very minimal. What our platform does, once you go onto our platform, put all the details about that deceased family member so that it's available to next generations. And why should it be available? Because the most important part is the medical history. Let's say if I'll take my story. My mom passed away because of cancer. Now, I wasn't aware my grandmother, my nan, had cancer. If I knew of that, I would have taken care of my mom. I would have taken to the hospital, got her checked a lot sooner, which means she did not have to be diagnosed at stage four, which means she did not have to go really quick and should not have to suffer. The thing is, let's start preserving those details and stories, the medical history, who they were, what did they do, how did they die, what did they die of?
I wanted to improve my spiritual health with fate, what tiny piece of advice would you give me?
Well, I would only give you one advice. Now, fate and karma, they go hand in hand. That is coming all the way from your past generations. And everything that is in your life, it is engraved in your stories by your deceased family members or your ancestor. And that ancestral history is very important. Once you've been able to unlock that history, you'll be able to change loads of things and you'll be able to figure out what is coming next.
Where on your life journey did you learn that piece of advice?
So I lost my mother 3 years ago to COVID and cancer. And when I lost her, I felt lost. I wanted to figure out why did my mom get it. And once I figured that out, I said, I want to commemorate her for life so the next generations can get to know her, her story, who she was, what did she do, how did she die, what did she die of, any other success stories that she had, so that can be available to them. So I started discovering about my grandfather. My grandfather was an alcoholic. Now, if he's alcoholic, which means somebody in our family will become an alcoholic. And luckily or not luckily, one of my brothers turned out alcoholic. So it is a karma, it is fate, and it is passed on by your ancestors because it is engraved in your DNA.
Thank you so much, Manoj. We're going to move on to our next guest, Karen, and we'll bring you back out in the round robin. Karen, who are you?
Hello, Austin. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Karen Briscoe. I am a 30-plus year nurse. I was born to be a nurse. I believe nurses are born, not manufactured, and I'm definitely a nurse. I'm a single parent of two amazing children, and I live in Tennessee. Cool. I also have a podcast, Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Karen's Inquisitive Corner, the niche is everything health from A to Z. We cover absolutely everything. There's nothing left off the table. Yes, we cover high blood pressure and nutrition and so forth, but we also cover those tough, really hard topics that have been in the corner or put in closets or under the bed for generations and generations. We talk about it. We talk about it loud and we say it very clearly so we can break generational curses that may have been in people's families for years and years. So Karen's Inquisitive Corner every Saturday, and we talk everything health. I also open up Karen's Inquisitive Corner to take suggestions of any topics that the audience wants to hear. And I'll bring that topic to them and also that information. I'm a life coach, but one thing that's different about me life coaching and my skill to life coach is I have actually lived everything that I'm coaching on. So not only am I coaching on my learned and taught experiences in school, I'm coaching on firsthand experiences. So that makes it a lot easier and better to the person I'm coaching because I've walked in those shoes. So when they ask me, do you know how I feel? I can actually say yes. I've walked in those shoes. I know how you feel. And I really think that enhances my ability to coach really well. I'm also a speaker and I love to do public speaking. And my goal is just to help people be the best person that they can be. And it's all inside of us. We have to pull it out inside of us.
That's right. That's right. All right. Karen, I've got a great question for you. I'm going to pull it out of you. If we wanted to improve our spiritual health with fate, what simple piece of advice would you give me?
Well, let me just say, I feel that spiritual health is hope. Whatever your spiritual belief is, whatever it is, you have to have hope, something to live towards that's going to be better. I also feel that fate can be influenced by genetics. It can be influenced by our environment, by our surroundings, by how we were raised. But we have control of our fate. Just because we were raised in an abusive family does not mean that we have to be abusive. We have control of our fate. We can determine the direction that our fate goes in. Now, is this going to be something that's going to happen overnight? No. It may be work. It may be counseling. It may be medication or whatever you need. But you have to decide what your fate is, whether you want a good outcome or whether you don't want a good outcome. There are things in life that don't have to be taught. It does not have to be one of the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows you don't walk in Walmart, pick up something, and walk out the door without paying for it. Nobody had to teach you that. Nobody had to tell you that. There are some things that you know not to do. But when you get in the situation that fate becomes genetic, yes, you're going to need some help. But it all starts with you. You cannot get the help until you say, hey, I've got a problem. And I don't want my outcome. I don't want my future. I don't want my fate in life to end up this way. So I think it's all in you.
I like it. All right. So very, very intrinsic, internal fate.
Yes.
And you control it. You control it.
I feel like you definitely control your fate. You have a choice. You have a choice to go down this path or go down another path. But sometimes you also in control with the work. You have to do the work sometimes to get there.
Where on your life journey did you learn this tip?
Well, in my life journey, I have had some situations in my life. I was molested at a young age. I was in an abusive marriage for 7 years, physically and mentally abusive. So I realized in counseling and really looking at why do I attract these type of people, you know, in my life? How can I let go of the anger and the hate that I had towards the person that did this to me as a child? So in myself, I did not want to continue to live my life with that person. I didn't want to continue to live my life with the hate, with the disgust, with the lack of confidence and ability to be the person that I wanted to be, the person that I am today. So I made that decision to change my fate. And by learning by the things that I had gone through in my life, and ultimately, after years, understanding that the person that hurt me was also hurt mentally. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't totally about me. It was about that person that hurt me. My husband that was abusive. It wasn't anything that I brought to the table. It was him and what he was going through, you know, and what he had to deal with, which came out on me. And a lot of people, Austin, say, use the word hate very, you know, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I really don't know if they really understand what it means to actually hate somebody, because it actually can consume you. So I made the decision that I didn't want to live with this hate in my life and have that be my fate ultimately, that I didn't want to carry on my back this feeling of hate. And it's really not mine. It's what, you know, it's somebody else's. So I didn't want that fate in my life. Yeah. So I decided to do the work. And at 61, I've been divorced over 20 something years. But I can say right now, in the last 10 years, I've been able to deal with what I went through during the marriage, accept the person I am now, know the person I am now, and that way I'm going to change my fate going forward. I'm not going to attract that type of person anymore because I know my worth. I know what I'm worth, and I know who I am. So I definitely think that you can change it. You have to put in the work, and you have to admit that you need the change.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Karen. We'll bring you back out in the round robin. We're going to move on to our next guest.
Thank you.
I've taken a journey very similar to the one that Karen was just talking about, my very own journey to becoming an empowered survivor. And it's a framework that I've developed around the world. Word HEAL, which for me is an action-packed acronym that means to hope, evolve, and love. The evolving part is where a lot of that change that Karen talked about occurred. And as a speaker, I'll just say that my mission there is to spread my healing message far and wide. So what I want every other trauma and abuse survivor out there to know is that you too can heal.
If I wanted to improve my spiritual health with fate, what tiny piece of advice would you give me?
I would tell you to seek and be open to your unique spiritual guidance and messaging that the universe, your higher power, is trying to tell you. Manoj, he mentioned karma, and Karen talked about personal choice, being able to direct where fate goes. And I agree with both of those things. I think it's also about the soul's work. I believe that the soul travels through many lifetimes for us, and in each lifetime we're doing something else that we're meant to be doing. And perhaps at the end of that journey for our soul, we end up at heaven or enlightenment. The whole notion of something being beyond a person's control, and the definition of fate, if you look that up, I think that's where choice comes into play. If you're on your pathway, things move relatively well, but if you're not, you get messages spiritually that are trying to course correct you, and that's where the choice comes into play.
Right. Tell us a little bit, Beth, where you learned this tip. Where'd you learn this advice?
It's my own experience. So I've had a very long spiritual journey throughout my life. So I know I'm on a divinely led pathway. I have been from the moment that I was born, at about 45 years of a bumpy life, not so great, beginning with some trauma and abuse and when I was five, and then continuing experiencing those types of things for many years, living as what I call an unhealthy survivor. And then I had an opportunity to heal about 4 years ago. I was given that opportunity to really get on my healing pathway and do some intense work to heal myself from the way that I was surviving. That was my choice with my fate to end the way that I was living my life, which wasn't great. But I've really seen the power of spirit and that divinity in my pathway in the last 4.5 years as I've walked, or literally as I've been ready to take the next step. Every resource that I have needed has been available to me. And I know that is all part of my faith leading to where I am today and where I'll be tomorrow and the next day. And the next day is all part of it.
All right, let's start with Manoj. Can you refresh what your tip was for us?
Well, it was about connecting with your previous generation, connecting with your ancestors.
Karen, what are your thoughts on that?
On connecting with your ancestors?
Yeah.
Correct.
I definitely feel that a lot of who we are is genetic, and it definitely comes down from generation to generation to generation, the bad and the good. And I refer to them as generational curses. But at some point of a generation, those curses need to be broken. Oh. And all the things that have been whispered, all the things that's been put in the closet, all the skeletons, all the excuses that were made for people to do things. Oh, you know, he's just never been good. He's never been right. Well, you know, she's never been right because her husband died. We need to name it. She's depressed. We need to say it out loud. We need to admit it. And we need to change that generational curse. So, yes, I do agree with it.
Thank you.
Beth, what are your thoughts on her tip?
Absolutely, I agree. And in fact, I've had several of my spiritual guides tell me that I am the curse breaker in my family. And I'm actively living that right now. I'm in a family that has been plagued with the family generational curse for at least six generations that I know of, maybe seven. And I'm actively working right now with my immediate family to not allow that curse to perpetuate onto the youngest of our generation who's alive right now, my 2.5-year-old great nephew. So I know it to be true because I'm living it.
What percent do you believe of your fate is determined by past generations in your family?
I would say about 80% of it.
Oof. I would probably say about 60% of it.
Okay.
I'm going to say 50 because, and I think from my own experience, half of me is what came from my family, but I've made a choice to do something very different. I made a choice to heal, and that's where I think the 50% is now guiding what my fate is and what my pathway is.
Karen, can you quickly refresh what your tip was?
So my tip is simply, we are in control of ourselves. We are in control of ourselves. And we make the decision about what type of person we're going to be, what type of character we're going to have, and how we ultimately live our fate. But also, and I do want to say this, there are people in the world that are more challenged with changing their fate, like narcissists, antisocial personality, people that are born with these type of conditions. They may be a little more challenged to redirect their fate. They can do it, but it still goes back to admitting that you need help, that you have that problem, and that you don't want to continue your life to have your fate end up being that type of person.
Beth, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with Karen. I'm hitting rock bottom, if you will, for some people. Some recognize they're at that place and some don't. But the healing process it can be really hard facing some of the darkness and some of the secrets that are hidden. But you have to do that work in order to change so that you're not suffering in life anymore, which is all of those things that Karen's referring to, all those dark things that we live with in our life. That's just our suffering. But we can change it. It's just hard to get there. It can be hard to get there. But you can do it. I did it. You can.
You're still doing it too, right?
I am still doing it, although now my work is really about helping other people to walk there, to find and walk their healing pathway. It's what my heal framework is about. And in healing the first relationship in my life that was hurtful, which was my grandfather, who sexually abused me when I was 5. And I've healed that relationship sufficiently for me to release the bind. Karen, as you mentioned, that bind on my heart that kept me from engaging in deep relationships with people, prevented me from loving people truly. And now, you know, I've gone on to heal that relationship where it's really cool.
You know, why are we losing? Why are things happening the way they're happening with kids? They are all lost all over the place. It's because we are not grounded. There are no roots available to us to connect with. And that's why we're haywire. We've got all the things happening around. We've got fights, gun fights. We've got knives. People crimes are happening across because we're not connected. Once we can connect that back with our ancestors, and DNAs don't connect you, but stories connect you. those learnings connect you.
Austin, I wanted to just make one other comment. How awful would it be for any of us to go through things in life and not share it and try to help somebody else? I feel like that is our duty. Yes, when we're going through it, it's actually horrible. It's horrible. But then when you look back and say, I'm a survivor, I made it, it is our goal. I mean, it should be our fate to share it with somebody else that's going through the same thing. And, you know, they don't have anybody to talk to. Nobody's saying it out loud in their family, in their environment, in their churches. And that's what I try to do on Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I share a lot of myself because you never know what people are going through and you never know what somebody's going to get out of something that you see.
So true.
All right. One last question for you guys. How do you define fate?
My life's purpose? That's how I would define it.
I would define it as goal setting. That you set a goal of what you want your fate, what you want your life, what you want your outcome to be, and you do whatever you need to do to work towards it.
Fate is more like, you know, you're driving the car. You want to take that road? Or do you want to keep going to your destination? How do you get to your destination? Do you want to get drunk and drive? And that's your fate. You make your own fate. Last thought would be Life Index is all about preserving all those deceased family members. We're not Facebook, we're not Instagram, we're not LinkedIn. The beautiful thing about Life Index is if your deceased family member is on our platform, and if somebody searches them in the next about a month or two, you will be found, or they will be found on the first pages of Google search.
So we gotta come up with a daily challenge. We have to come up with a task on how to improve our spiritual health with fate. It must take less than 5 minutes a day. It must cost $0 and be available to anyone in the world. What ideas do you guys have?
Affirmations, daily. Positive affirmations, positive motivation, that you hear it over and over and over again, just like a song, over and over and over again. Believing in yourself, knowing that you have control, knowing that the healing is inside of you, and just encouraging you to be confident and that you're going to make it. You can Google it, YouTube. I mean, you know, it's podcasts with it. It's all over Facebook that you can read it. Find your favorite, read it every day. Post it on your bathroom, post it on your refrigerator, post it on your computer.
We'd say every day, find your spiritual messaging, your guidance, and you can do that through prayer, meditation, listening to your intuition, however it is that you connect with the higher power. That will help you to know what your purposes, your pathway, your fate, and I think also clue you into where you can make changes if you need to make changes.
Go ahead and start, you know, recollecting or try looking for information. If your parents are alive, you can get enough information about your grandparents. If your grandparents are still alive, you can still get information about your great-grandparents. If your great-grandparents are alive, you can still get about two more generations out of them. So which means you've got enough wealth of information, enough fate that has been happening, and you can take charge of it. But what we can do is we can give away 10 lucky winners or 10 lucky people, and we'll give it away for free for 10 people.
I also want to say, Austin, that my first hour of life coach is free. So I just, you want to throw it out there.
Perfect. So if you are watching this and you are spiritually lost, we've had a couple comments regarding that. You just got two amazing offers right now. Go find them on Facebook.
I work as a healing mentor. So if you want to connect with me, we can chat about how I might be able to help you. Initially, that can be done. I can do that for free too. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for coming on being guests. Thank you.